This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's confirming that he did order the suspension of the delivery of heavy bombs to Israel as Prime Minister Netanyahu resists White House pressure to dump plans to move full bore into Rafah, the city in Gaza. The AP's Sagar Magani with what the White House is saying.
Any kind of major Rafah ground operation would actually strengthen Hamas's hands at the negotiating table, not Israel's.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says more civilian deaths in Rafah would only help Hamas's leader make a case against Israel.
More ammunition for his twisted narrative here.
It's unclear if the president's threat to withhold aid would change Israel's calculus. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will stand alone if need be. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More fierce weather expected in the already hard-hit southeast through today. The Weather Service says severe thunderstorms and heavy rain. The jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial have now heard a dramatic account of Stormy Daniels' alleged sexual encounter with the former president. The AP's Michael Sisak is in New York.
Trump's lawyers asked Judge Juan Merchan to end the trial. They said that Stormy Daniels' testimony on Tuesday and Thursday had been unfairly prejudicial to the former president. Daniels testified about what the defense contended was a power dynamic and the visceral reaction she had in the encounter she says happened at a hotel room in 2006 in Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
California could soon use artificial intelligence tools to help reduce traffic jams and make roads safer under new agreements. Pope Francis is pressing his campaign to urge Italians to have children, warning this morning that the country's demographic crisis is threatening the future. This is AP News. Now to the shooting of an airman in Florida.
The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says it's investigating the May 3rd fatal shooting of a black airman in his apartment in Fort Walton Beach. The Okaloosa County Sheriff released video Thursday from a deputy's body cam.
Sheriff's office, open the door! Step out. Drop the gun! Drop the gun!
It's over there.
Drop the gun!
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump.
They thought he was a bad guy, but he was a good guy.
Crump asserts the deputy did not first tell senior airman Roger Fortson to drop the legally owned weapon before firing, was at the wrong apartment, and that the 23-year-old had been on FaceTime with his girlfriend. Sheriff Eric Aiden says investigations take time, that there's no attempt to hide anything. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.